I love this idea so much that I wanted to invite its author on. And he is a state lawmaker by the name of Leonard Christian. He's a Republican from the Spokane Valley. I lived in Spokane for about a year. It's a great community. So his idea is, if the Democrats in the state legislature have so much love for the convicted criminals of the state, then why not bring some of those convicted criminals to the state capitol? Senate Bill 5760, sponsored by Washington State Senator Leonard Christian, the Inmates in Olympia Act. And I wanted to talk to Senator Christian about that. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. What a great day to be here.
It is. Well, what inspired you to come up with Senate Bill 5760?
Well, I took a tour of the Green Hill Juvenile, of course, that's 18 to 26-year-old folks, juvenile, of course, and saw how all the overcrowding there, and, of course, how the legislators here are so involved in their having their little group of folks watching them on TVW that thought it'd be great if they actually had more interaction with the legislators that are letting them out of jail.
I think that's a fantastic idea, because an awful lot of the people in Olympia, I don't think, have near the concern about crime that an awful lot of the people of the state of Washington have, because the victims of those crimes are usually, I mean, occasionally a lawmaker will fall victim to a crime. And I'm not wishing, ill for anybody from the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, but they're always making changes to laws and to the rules the police and the courts operate under to make it harder to lock criminals up without much consequence for them personally. So maybe this direct connection with inmates would serve a purpose.
I totally agree. There's 7.8 million people in this state, and they seem to be focused on the very small group of folks and making sure their lives are well and they are educated with college degrees and have money available when they leave. But they seem to forget there's all these other millions of people in our state that deserve more.
Well, and it seems as though one of the regular memes we hear from the left, Senator Christian, is, well, when you send a kid off at a young age to a juvenile facility, they may learn how to be a better criminal as opposed to reforming their behavior. But it seems as though making the conscious choice to say, let's lock up 18 to 26-year-olds with some of the younger people who are in the juvenile facilities, that seems to make that problem worse, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, they need to be able to see, as far as I'm concerned, the governor needs to be able to see firsthand, reminded daily of just where this problem is.
And you're talking about literally housing these people on the state capitol campus.
Absolutely. We have a vacant building right here that's right literally across the office area from us. The old general administration's building is no longer being used. Let's use it. Let's put these folks right there on the campus. They can do their calisthenics right on the campus grounds.
They could actually put locking doors in the thing and maybe some bars over the windows and house the inmates there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like
they don't call them inmates anymore, do they?
No, they wouldn't, because, you know, they got to put carpet and paint the walls nicely and, you know, make sure it doesn't look like a jail.
I mean, what exactly, I can't remember of Washington State that did this. I know Oregon did. They stopped calling them inmates and convicts, and they started calling them adults in custody or other euphemisms.
Justice involved.
Justice involved individuals. Yeah, that kind of thing. Is there any point to doing that kind of thing, to renaming something as though changing the name is going to make it smell better?
You got it exactly. They're trying to make it smell better. You know, bottom line is they dropped this, you know what, in the middle of the kitchen floor. We've been trying to help them, hand them paper towels. They keep thinking we're going to clean it up for them. It's not my job. They created it. They get to clean it. And well, I think it starts with having them right here on the Capitol.
And is it likely that they're going to make some changes that will actually cut into the crime problem? Because, you know, I made light of it a bit when I talked about, you know, about what you're planning to do and about the bill. But this is a serious problem. And an awful lot of the people who are the biggest victims demographically are not wealthy people who can run for the legislature. They're poor people who live in the poorer neighborhoods of every community in the state of Washington.
Well, I wish I could agree with you on one issue. It's not going to make it better. It is absolutely going to make it worse. They are bent on letting people out of jail. They don't care. They seem to think if they let them out of jail, give them enough support, college education, enough flex money, that they will just be good people, that it was all the society that is the reason they made the choices they made. It is just not true, and it's crazy thinking.
When you talk to your colleagues about this, how do those conversations go? Do you just agree not to talk about things like that? Because I have conversations like this with people who are naysayers to the show, and they'll say, well, you know, these kids just come from bad backgrounds. Not always. There are kids who come from great families who end up being little thugs and little criminals because they think they can get away with it. But when you have those conversations with your colleagues, how does that go?
You know, it seems like it's a deer in a headlight moment for them. But, you know, they have this little group of folks who watch them on TVW from their jail cells and call them and send them text messages. What a great job they're doing, the little fan club. But while the rest of us in the state are suffering.
Okay, so what other changes should you make, and what are you likely to get given the kind of majorities you've got in the legislature this year?
Well, what changes need to be made, the Republican leader here in the Senate has made it very clear. These folks that are in juvenile rehabilitation, the 18 to 25, 26, when they turn 26, they're moved on. If they're not progressing, if they're beating up and fighting with the guards, the staff, the very limited staff, I mean, some of these staff, there's three people guarding 58 kids, you know, again, 18 to 25. And we need to be able to send some of those folks that are not doing a good job or beating up the staff onto Department of Corrections where they can better handle these young folks. I had a bill that allowed them to choose, because they're sitting in a cell right now, double bunked with no bathroom, no sink, nothing, spending many, many hours of the day in that cell. And at least in DOC, you have a bathroom in your cell. And by the way, you probably will get work release where you can earn a paycheck. Maybe you could be closer to people in Spokane where, you know, you might have family support, where the only one here is in Chehalis, Greenhill. And so that bill just went nowhere. In fact, they just decided to kill it yesterday in committee. So, you know, we come here with answers. We come here with solutions, and they don't want to accept them.
Do they understand what the long-term consequences of this is going to be?
I wish I could say I see that, but I don't. I honestly just have not. You can't seem to. The old adage, you can't fix stupid.
Well,
and it just keeps coming to mind.
Last quick question, because we're running out of time, is the state of Washington really going to stand up and say to the Trump administration, we're not going to cooperate on illegal aliens and enforcing deportation, and the state is going to lose its federal funding?
That's exactly what's going to need to happen in this state. Until they get hit in the pocketbook and see the realization, until these jail systems are hit in the pocketbook where this Fed step in, we're not going to see change. They're going to keep sticking their head in the sand and hoping that the citizens of this state will support them. But I can tell you, from what I see, the citizens of the state are tired of high crime. They're tired of not having, you know, safe places to go to the park, seeing needles in their parks. It's about time that this state wakes up and lets these legislators know we need a change now.
Absolutely right. That's Senator Leonard Christian from the Spokane Valley.